our decision to move the route. It was very much, it was part of the tender process. As you know, when BMI went into administration about 7 or 8 months ago, there was an emergency PSO awarded to the end of September with Loganair, and then the council with the DFT, Department for Transport, put out a tender. So the best tender came from Loganair, and it was to operate into Southend. So I think the Southend's got lots and lots of pluses over Stansted. We've had customer reaction that Stansted is crowded, is a long way to walk, queues, expensive. And the beauty of London Southend, and one of the things it's worth pointing out, it's one of the best London airports for 6 years running in the Which survey, is everything's close. It's a sort of smaller, friendlier airport that people can be more attuned with if they fly from Derry. You know, you've got a station that's 100 paces from the terminal. You've got faster security. You don't have the queues that you have at Stansted. So I think it'll be a much better customer experience for our people.
Charlene Chongo and the airport management team are very much pushing the fly local hashtag. They're getting people to consider flying from their regional airport, consider flying from their local airport. You'll be pushing that, I'm sure, right across the northwest. And your Donegal customer base, an important one too.
It's really important. At least 40% of our passengers come from Donegal area. So it's hugely important that they stay with us on the journey, you know, stay with us at Stansted. And over the coming months, the people from Donegal, folk from Donegal, are hugely important to us.
And from the point of view of the airport's future, are you confident? Because there have been some shaky times, one or two routes lost, one or two routes gained, but there seems to be a new level of stability coming to a city of Derry at the moment, and that's maybe a basis on which you can move forward.
I think you've got, if it's spot on there, actually. You know, like over the, if you go back 5 or 6 years, airport was reliant on large aircraft, you know, the 737s, Ryanairs, and some of those routes work for Ryanair, others don't. And I think settling into the smaller aircraft, that's the kind of aircraft of the size that's suited to the airport. But it's worth pointing out, we got the best UK domestic network out of Derry that we've had for many, many years, at least 10 years, with daily flights to London, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow and Edinburgh. So it's the network's grown, and so you can get to all of the access points. The one that's sort of missing, and we're working with Loganair to try and get established, is something into the Midlands, and that means then we've got every point covered. And the beauty of Southend over Stansted. Stansted is very difficult for transfer traffic, you know, arriving at one airport and transferring onto something else. Well, you've got that. Southend does give better opportunity for transfer traffic. And of course, since we opened Manchester in the spring, there's a lot of our passengers that fly out of here aren't just flying into Manchester. They're flying to Manchester Airport to fly onto an intercontinental route or a route somewhere else in Europe. So just the growth and change of those two airports will give people a much expanded network that they can fly local from Derry on.
And finally, in terms of the potential restoration of a service to Dublin, there was a very successful one at the airport some years ago. Will we see a day when that returns?
That's a challenge, I think. I mean, we'd like to, and we know there is a strong need for the business from there. The important thing to say is when it was operated, it was PSO funded by the Irish states, and of course it was their decision to cancel it and just concentrate on the two PSOs. We've looked at it, and it's one that we keep wanting to explore. I would say, though, to be honest, for the next few years, I just can't see it happening. Not because the will might not be there or the funding, but I just don't think there's a runway slots available at Dublin. I think when Dublin gets its second runway, I think there will be runway slots available, and it might happen then.